Hey everyone, this is Kano. I felt I might as well go ahead and do a questionnaire from Catgirl Detective from the Backstage subreddit. I wanted to do this as a form of appreciation and a thank you for allowing me to use her scripts for my first two audio recordings. So, thank you, and I'll go ahead and begin the questionnaire. So, the first question that Detective wrote out was, are you good at keeping secrets? What about hiding your emotions? I am good at keeping secrets, unless I have reason not to, and then emotionally, it depends on the emotion that I'm trying to hide. Like, I'm pretty bad at hiding jealousy and stuff like that, but I'm pretty good with hiding and controlling my anger. So, it's kind of flip-floppy there. The next question is, are you willing to break laws that you don't agree with? For me, that depends on the law, because there are some that actually have, like, a morally or a logical reason behind it, but then there are others that just don't make sense. So, depending on what the law is, I'd be willing or not willing. The next question is, have you ever shoplifted, and if so, how much was it that you stole in value? I have never shoplifted. I've considered it, but I've always told myself that it won't be worth it, and that at the same time, I think that it'll be more savory to enjoy if I actually work for it, or if I get it myself with hard-earned cash. So the next question is, you suddenly get enlisted in the Witness Protection Program, so what kind of new identity in life would you like to be given? Honestly, I'd really like to be, like, given an Irish identity. Like, not only could I probably pull it off since I already have red hair, but I also like flat caps, so. Plus, along with it, we actually have some family, like, generations ago that came from Ireland around the Industrial Revolution, if I'm right. So, that just makes it a bit more interesting for me. Plus, I've always been interested in, like, their culture, even if I know jack shit about it right now. So, next there is, what's more exciting, a police office fantasy or a prison fantasy? I'm not quite sure, because I've never really had an interest in those kind of things. Like, it could develop, but I've never really thought of it. Next question is, what's a question you've always wanted the answer to? Probably the meaning to life, as weird as that sounds. Like, at the same time, I think we don't really have a goal except to do what we want, but another part of me kind of asks, is there actually a purpose to it all? So, I'm a fucking weirdo about it. The next question is, in movies, do you usually prefer the heroes or the villains? That depends on what we're looking at, because, like, if we're looking at, DC and Marvel comics, sometimes it's the villains I like, or the anti-heroes, such as Atrocitus from the Red Lantern Corps. And then other times, it's, just the heroes, such as, like, of course, fucking Batman, because he's Batman. And then there's a bunch of different things that can tie into whether or not I prefer one or the other, but just for now, I'll go ahead and say that I probably prefer heroes. Next question is, do you feel comfortable around authority figures? Yeah, they're there to help make sure everything's going right. And I don't really have anything to hide, so I don't really have anything to worry about. So, if anything, it's like a comfort or a security. The next question is, if the Purge was a real thing, what kind of deeds would you do during it? I would probably, like, the most criminal thing I'd probably do is just steal a bunch of gaming stuff. Maybe, like, get a weapon for self-defense during the Purge. But otherwise, I'm probably just gonna, like, wait it out. Hope that I don't get seen or shanked or stabbed or whatever. Next one is, you get to handcuff someone, absolutely anyone for a day, to have your way with them, with their consent. Who would you pick as your kinky prisoner? That's very dependent on how I feel at the moment. like, there are a ton of people that I'd love to do that to, but it's really hard to pick one. So, I think I'd go for, like, whoever wants it and, like, comes up and asks me. The next one is, if you could steal any priceless work of art in the world, keep it in your home, knowing that no one will ever catch you, would you do it? And if so, what work of art would it be? I don't think I would, because I think it would be too much work just to get something that I would stare at. Like, I wouldn't even interact with it other than staring at it. Even if it's like an original copy of a book, I feel like I would be a bit worried, like, to even touch it, or it would turn into dust. Like Spider-Man for those Infinity War people. Next question is, do you think Santa considers you naughty or nice? That, I'd consider myself nice, but at the same time, that's opinionated, so. Plus, if I'm naughty, oh well, I'm a naughty boy. The last question is, if you had to make one tag illegal on GWA, which would I choose? I wouldn't really go with it being illegal, but rather just against the rules of the subreddit. And with that, I'd probably choose comedy. And, like, as good as it was, and as funny as it was, the first clip I found on Gone Wild was by Kong Styles, and it was Macho Man Randy Savage. It was purely a comedic one, and honestly, if you want a good laugh, take a look at it. Appreciate him, thank him for it. But honestly, I don't think people are going there for comedy. Like, of course it's a thing to look at, and of course it's something to enjoy, but not everyone's taste, you know? I'd like to thank everyone who sat around and listened to me run my mouth about this stuff. I'd like to also thank Catgirl Detective for giving me the scripts and this questionnaire. Hopefully I can continue reading more of your scripts, and hopefully I can do a lot more from here. If anyone has any other questions they'd like to ask me, go right ahead. Just comment or something, and I can respond or make an entire another questionnaire clip for you all. Thank you again, and I hope you all have a good day.